At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today.
Come here, it's time to spruce ourselves back up, to have a shave. Imagine that, Dave.
God, no.
And to see people in real life. Over the next few weeks, people around the country will be returning to the office, of course. And some will be back full-time, some will be back part-time. But no matter what way you're doing it, things are going to be different. That's faux show. So how do we manage it? Well, Niamh Brady is our resident productivity coach, and she's here to explain why we need to treat going back to the office like starting school. How are you, Niamh?
Hi, Dermot. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Good.
Great. So what do you mean by, like, starting school?
It's just like that first day at school or college, you know, when you're a little bit nervous. You might know a few people, but you're not really sure what to expect. You think you know how the day is going to go, but you've just got those butterflies and maybe a little bit of anxiety. You go in and no work gets done, right? It's all, hi! Oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long. How are you? How are you? And there's no work done for the first morning, at least, anyway. So very much like the first day back at school or the first day back at college.
Actually, those conversations you're talking about there, they're quite interesting. The initial kind of haven't seen people in ages. And even though you may have communicated by email or you might have been on a Zoom meeting or something, like, seeing someone face to face is entirely different. So is there anything you can do to kind of prepare yourself for those, you know, office conversations that become so easy when you're, you know, when it's familiar and you have something to talk about and you're kind of, you know, you have a pattern of behaviors where, you know, that's the guy I can talk about football, that's the guy I can talk about golf,
and plus
that's the girl I can talk about whatever.
Normally shake their hands and give them a hug, you know, now you can't even, you're not even sure if you're allowed to do that, or is it a fist bump, is it an elbow tap, what the hell is happening?
So what do we do, Niamh?
Oh God, yeah. So first on that one, because I'm a hugger. So how I've been dealing with that is I usually just say hi and elbow or hug, you know, and I always say elbow first. So that's your first choice,
yeah.
Or hug. And they reply, and sure, as long as you're smiling, it's okay. But really it's just like learning how to ride a bike. We never really forget. As soon as you see your colleagues in person, the chats will flow.
Right.
You know, and if you're nervous or if they're nervous, guess what? You're going to pick up on each other's energy. You're going to be able to understand each other's feelings, and that will flow too. You know, you will know what to say and how to say it. It's absolutely going to be okay. Mm. It's just like riding a bike.
You talk about forgetting about work if you're feeling nervous, which employers probably don't want you to be saying on the radio. But what do you mean?
Oh, sure, I know.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, as a productivity coach, it's probably counterintuitive.
Yeah.
But
down on productivity tools immediately.
Exactly, yeah. Take the day off, lads. Just go in and have the chat. But no, seriously, it's an important part of actually reconnecting to each other as a team and as a company. A lot of people have felt that they lost their sense of purpose and they're just like hamsters on a wheel or just, you know, doing the tasks at their desk. So this opportunity just to reintroduce yourself to people in person, to have those conversations, it serves a really important purpose to allow yourself to remember that you're part of something bigger. And so employers would be delighted to hear that because, of course, that boosts engagement and all of those things.
Yeah.
But for the individual, work can wait a couple of hours. This is a big deal. So allow yourself that time and that space and the work will get done. You know, it's just for the first morning or the first day or so.
Yeah.
And you'll be back into it then. Yeah.
Our Maria, who worked from home for a long period during COVID and then came back into the office, spoke about the kind of not understanding the rules feeling. In other words, like, because we were in, for example, Dermot and I were in studio all day, or, you know, every day since the COVID pandemic
part
began.
Part of the day.
Yes, but we, I suppose we were able to adapt as the rules came in and keep 2 meters and wear your mask when you walk around the office and only certain amount of people in the kitchen and all these things, which obviously are being relaxed as things go on. But Maria talked about that feeling of feeling like just not knowing what the right behavior was. So that will definitely be a challenge for those of us who've been out of the office for so long.
It was like when I had a Protestant girlfriend and I went to church with her one time and I didn't know where to stand up or sit down. And the worst thing was I sat at the front, which meant that I couldn't take guidance from anyone in front of me. So it meant that I was standing for long periods by myself. So how do we avoid that feeling?
Well, there, you just said it, don't stand at the front, right? So yeah. Just if we're not sure, take a step back, observe the others around you and follow the crowd, you know. And I know from speaking to different companies, they've been working really hard in terms of communicating guidelines and sending out information to their teams. So I'm not really worried about that. I would say that's where the team lead or the manager comes into play. Though, like, the first morning that you're back in, quick stand up to say, hey guys, this is what's happening. This is what we're doing around here.
Yeah.
Again, nothing too detailed, you know.
Niamh, what's the story with micro breaks?
Yes, micro breaks. They're my favorite type of break. So micro breaks are short 5 to 10 minute breaks that you take throughout the day to help balance yourself with whatever else is going on. So it could be as simple as grabbing a cup of coffee, taking a quick walk on the block, hiding in the toilet, whatever you need to do. But I know. But if you're going in to your first day in the office and you happen to have a very busy day, maybe your agenda has been set by other people, which is true for a lot of people, then even just building in those 5 to 10 minute micro breaks will go a long way to looking after yourself on those first couple of days back in. So for those with not a lot of autonomy over their calendar, that's a really good way to do it.
And you'd assume that a micro break, you know, at home, you know, a lot of people are still struggling with working from home and finding, as you say, that lack of motivation, bit of a dead brain, lack of connection to the work they're doing. Presumably little micro breaks at home are a perfect way to do it as well, whether you're working for a company or, you know, just managing the home.
Absolutely. So in the hybrid work environment, you should be looking at taking your micro and mini breaks all through the week, regardless of where you're working. So the micro is the 5 to 10 and the mini is the half an hour break. And then we work right up to taking an entire day off. Could you imagine that, right? But that needs to be done as well. But even if from now on, you say, you know, today's Friday, so from next Monday, no matter where I'm working, I'm going to plan 3 micro breaks in my day. It will stand you.
One of the things that you mentioned before we even began this conversation was that we should plan eating out during the first days back in the office. Why is that?
Yes, there's a very important reason for it, and that's to give yourself a chance to have a little bit of space in your first days back in the office, right? So not only are you going to go out and visit those places to eat that you maybe haven't eaten in ages and you might miss the food, and it's a lovely way to, of course, support local business and stuff, but it also brings you out of the work environment just for that hour or half hour to give you a chance to decompress.
Yeah.
Really important for people who might be a little bit anxious and could be feeling overwhelmed. So they might choose to go for their lunch alone in their favourite place to eat. And that's a lovely way to treat yourself. And again, just look after yourself in those first couple of days back. For those who like to talk in groups and stuff, it's a nice way to just renormalize hanging out, right? Let's go get a bite to eat and just jump in, do it quickly, do it in the first few days.
What happens if you're back a week or so, maybe a fortnight, and you're thinking, oh my God, I hate this. I don't want to be back here. I miss being at home. I miss the way I had things going. This, I just don't like this, but I don't want to quit my job. I'm frightened. Help! What if you're having those feelings?
Yeah, well, I think a few people will be having those feelings. I would say 2 weeks is a little bit too soon to be running out the door of your job. It's just important to express them early. But before you do that, before you have a chat with your manager, I'd probably take even 15, 20 minutes to jot down exactly why you don't like it, right? So it might not be to do with being back in the office, right? It might be to do with the commute, for example. And in that case, then you might be having a conversation around, can I work the first hour from home and commute in when it's a little bit quieter? Do you know what I mean? So you really have to think about what elements of office life aren't suiting you. It could be an opportunity to experiment with the hybrid working model, which I think a lot of employers are going to go with anyway.
Yeah, hopefully they will. A couple of questions for you. Yeah. John in Arklow says, any tips for someone who joined a company and has only met his colleagues virtually about a month ago, going into the new office for the first time ever?
Yes. If he has a smaller group of colleagues that he speaks with a lot, get onto the group chat before you meet up and plan lunch. So say, look, our first day back, we've never really hung out together. let's pick a place and go for a bite to eat, and trust the power of being in person with people. The conversation will flow and it will be fine. And then you can go back into the workplace and things will go from there, you know.
Joe says, I can't wait to get back in working at home since March 2020. I'll be running in the first day. Maybe not the second day, but yes, I can't wait.
I'm the same. I really miss it. I really miss dealing with people in person. So I think a lot of people are going to be running in, but just be mindful when you're running that you don't knock over that person who's a little bit anxious.
Yeah. And, you know, Niamh, you mentioned treating your first day back at work, you know, like the first days of school. When I was going into junior infants, I had a Muppets lunchbox, and that really helped as an icebreaker for me. So maybe, is that an idea, people, to use a lunchbox that's a bit of a conversation starter, like, say, for instance, the Muppets?
The fact that you have a lunchbox is a conversation starter.
You're really testing me here, guys. Yeah, listen, if you want to follow... and take a Muppets lunchbox into work, I'm actually accepting no responsibility for what may or may not happen.
You see people coming home from work after the first day to their partner like, well, how was it? Oh my God, I met Sheila and she had a Dora the Explorer lunchbox and she had a colour pencils and it was great.
And Jeff gave me a wedgie and I don't want to go back.
I'm telling you, but you know what now, on that note, anyone who's... I suppose, into their fashion or anything like that, you know, they'll all be like, oh my God, your coat is amazing. Oh, where did you get your handbag? Your shoes, your after, they're so tall. It's going to be all those
challenges. I don't know, Niamh. Somebody sent a text and said, are PJs and a nice top allowed?
Would it be wrong to say I'm wearing PJs and a nice top right now?
No, you should absolutely be doing that. Fair play to you, Niamh. At Niamh Brady Coach on Instagram is where you'll find Niamh and niamhbrady.com. Productivity coach, Niamh Brady, as always, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.